This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. Tropical cyclone Eloise made landfall in Mozambique early on Saturday, hitting the coastal city of Beira with huge gusts of winds and heavy rains. But it was losing strength as it progressed, according to a South African weather official. Portuguese voters who are largely confined to their homes due to a strict COVID-19 lockdown will pick a new president on Sunday, but many fear going to the polls could worsen a surge in coronavirus cases, and low turnout is expected. The country of 10 million people, which fared better than others in the first wave of the pandemic, now has the world's highest 7-day rolling average of new cases and deaths per million people. 3 people in hotel quarantine associated with the Australian Open tennis tournament have tested positive for the highly transmissible coronavirus variant linked to the United Kingdom. That's what officials are saying on Saturday. The 3 quarantined in Melbourne are not tennis players, said the state agency responsible for quarantining travelers. All have been in hard lockdown since their January 15th arrival. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said on Saturday the kingdom was optimistic that it would have an excellent relationship with the new U.S. administration of President Joe Biden, and that it would continue to negotiate with Washington regarding the Iran nuclear deal. France's top health advisory on Saturday recommended doubling the time between people being given the first and second COVID-19 vaccinations to 6 weeks from 3 in order to increase the number of those getting inoculated. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police detained over 1,500 people and used force to break up rallies around Russia on Saturday as tens of thousands of protesters demanded the release of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, whose wife was among those detained. Navalny had called on his supporters to protest after being arrested last weekend as he returned to Russia from Germany for the first time since being poisoned with a nerve agent he says was applied to his pants by state security agents in August. The authorities had warned people to stay away from Saturday's protests, saying they risk catching COVID-19 as well as prosecution and possible jail time for attending an unauthorized event. But protesters defied the ban and bitter cold and turned out in force. In central Moscow, where Reuters reported estimated at least 40,000 people had gathered in one of the biggest unauthorized rallies for years, police were seen roughly detaining people, bundling them into nearby vans as well. A protest monitoring group said that at least 1,600 people, including 513 in Moscow and over 200 in St. Petersburg, had been detained across Russia. It reported arrests at rallies in nearly 70 towns and cities. Navalny is a 44-year-old lawyer, and he is in a Moscow prison now, pending the outcome of 4 legal matters he describes as trumped up. He accuses President Vladimir Putin of ordering his attempted murder. Putin has dismissed that, alleging Navalny is part of a U.S.-backed dirty tricks campaign to discredit him. In a push to galvanize support ahead of the protest, Navalny's team released a video this week about an opulent palace on the Black Sea they allege belonged to Putin, something the Kremlin denied. As of Saturday, the clip had been viewed more than 68 million times. 8 Chinese bomber planes and 4 fighter jets entered the southwestern corner of Taiwan's air defense identification zone on Saturday, and Taiwan's Air Force deployed missiles to monitor the incursion, the island's defense ministry said. China, which claims Taiwan as its own territory, has conducted almost daily flights over the waters between the southern part of Taiwan and the Taiwan-controlled Pratas Islands in the South China Sea in recent months. For more on these stories making international news headlines, we'd like to invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app to your device. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.